Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Great to be back with you, Dirtbag Nation. Thank you to Braden and Nolan for picking me up last week. I was in Germany on some baseball business, so that was greatly appreciated. Hopefully you enjoyed the show, and as we always say, thanks for being a part of the nation, wherever you are out there in the listening world, and especially for our servicemen and women around the world. Thank you for doing what you do so we can do what we do. It's greatly appreciated and can't thank you enough. So hopefully we bring you some enjoyment as well each week to the show. So obviously, Braden and Nolan talked about it last week. Hey, it worked out that way. We got some regional series. And we got some old-time history series and stuff like that going on with the DSs. And I mean, obviously, at the time of this recording, we have to record a little bit earlier or whatever and stuff like that every week. So Detroit is up on Cleveland right now in game three of that series. But the Mets and Padres, I mean, with wins today, Nolly and Dirtbags, they go on to the NLCS. Phillies got a bit of work to do in New York, in LA, obviously some work to do down in San Diego. So we'll talk about those ones and, let you hear about, Yankees, Kansas City thoughts. I'm interested to see what Nolan's thinking still, obviously KC fan all the way through this year. Not that he's necessarily a fan of them, but a big, big believer in them this year. So it's worked out. And of course the unbelievable Detroit Tigers just keep rolling. So, we're going to cover it all, on this show. And of course we've got some, other comments to, talk about, through the week, with Nolan, the Tito signing in Cincinnati, Louis Tion unfortunately passing away the other day, and obviously Pete Rose there last week as well. So those are just more historical names, unfortunately passing away this year and stuff like that. It's been a tough year for legends of the game, if you will, Nolan and Dirtbags. I mean, part of life, unfortunately, it is what it is. So definitely our condolences to the Tion family, and our heartfelt condolences for sure go out to them. So, Dirtbags, thank you for sending in your curtain call questions as well. You know where you can reach us at Dirtbag Nation, or Baseball Nation, sorry, on Instagram and Facebook. Reach out to us. Let us know what you're thinking. You got questions, we'll be happy to answer them in person or here on the show if at all possible. So, anyways, sit back, settle in. Get that favorite drink, favorite position, because we're going to be right back here in a second. We're ready to get after it.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see
federal regulations aren't helping smokers kick the habit. Here's Richard Marianos, former assistant director of the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Scientists and public health authorities agree that switching to vapes can help smokers quit. But in the absence of federal leadership, state governments can publish authorized product directories and increase enforcement to stop dangerous illegal vape products coming from China. It will not only save lives, but also promote a safer marketplace.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Stronger Economy.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamora, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves, it's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in. With cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon and earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, great to be back with you again on the air with you. So where do you want to get after it dirty tonight?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously you kind of talked about it right off the hop, the Tito Francona signing. Love that. I didn't know if he was ever going to come back to baseball. That's good for baseball. It's excellent for the Cincinnati Reds. That's going to be the move of the offseason.
Ooh.
Juan Soto signing obviously is going to get the biggest headlines. Terry Francona coming to the Cincinnati Reds, that's going to be the move of the offseason. Mark my words. That man knows baseball. He knows how to win baseball games. He's won World Series. That's a good, young, hungry team in Cincinnati. Obviously, it's the Brewers division. The Brewers have controlled that division for, what, I guess the better part of the last 8 years, let's just say. I mean, obviously the Brewers can't really do anything in the playoffs. They haven't really made it that far. The Cubs have been the only team to actually win the World Series basically in the last 10 years. Out of the NL Central, St. Louis obviously made it to the World Series in 2013, but that's forever ago. They won it in 11 once again, forever ago. But yeah, no, signing Terry Francona, like when they fired David Bell, right? I was very surprised about that. And I think the only reason you fired David Bell is because you had Tito lined up. Because I don't necessarily know if David Bell did anything wrong per se. Obviously, the Reds just couldn't, for whatever reason, get over the hump with him. But he was there. He was basically the Baltimore Orioles version of Brandon Hyde, right? He was there through all the dark times. Helped them to see at least a bit of the light. And now Tito's come in. Tito will get them into the playoffs. I mean, it's October 9th. I can say that confidently, as long as the Cincinnati Reds make a couple of moves. And by all accounts, it sounds like they're going to get aggressive in free agency.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like yourself, I was shocked when I heard his name come out as the manager and stuff like that. Just like yourself, and I think a lot of the nation would agree with it. I thought pretty much retired and just get his health back and just enjoying life away from the field, if you will, but not necessarily away from baseball. Great signing, like you said. Very again, very surprised. But I don't know if you watched it, Nolan. I did watch it on Monday, actually. We just had some championships out here where I am in Austria again this weekend. And so I got home and I spent some time going and catching up on things. And I spent the time watching it. And fantastic introductory meeting and stuff. And he spoke really well about it. And on the David Bell thing, I mean, anything coming out on the reports was just everything was good except for overall accountability on a day-to-day basis from the players. Jonathan India slipped a little bit, and he basically kind of said that. Love David Bell, love the atmosphere, great guy. Just we need to be held more accountable on a day-to-day basis. And so Tito came in on that, and obviously very close. He called Buddy Bell, David's dad. Like a big brother. He called him a big brother during that interview and introductory. And it's true. They played together, and he just talked about the history of Cincinnati, and he's well aware of it, what it means playing back in, I think it was 86, 87 with Pete Rose as the manager and stuff like that, and what Pete Rose meant to him and stuff. And obviously the timing of that situation with Pete passing away last week as well. But just, even though he didn't have a great year with them, and he made fun of himself several times during the media session, and it was funny, but he spoke about it just like we speak about it, Nolan. It was being prepared, putting the players in the right positions and all that type of stuff like you always hear. But then he went, and it was awesome, Nolan, and Dirtbags. It was, if you can watch it, watch it, because it's what Nolan and I have spoke about, and Braden when he's with us and stuff like that. It's getting to know your players. And that's what he said. I've already reached out to every single player to introduce myself, start to talk, get to know them, the staffers. Some of them are still there from way back when he played. Just getting to know people as people, so he understands who they are on the field, away from the field, but how they tick. And that's what he said. It's those things. But he said, absolutely, we will be prepared. We will be accountable for our actions. And those are the things that we can control every day, right? It's like we say, get up, get after it, get dirty every day. And you can become a better person every single day. And that's what Tito spoke about or whatever. And so I love to hear a guy with his accolades, Nolan, speaking about the same thing that we spoke about for years now. It's great. Like we always say, getting that MLB insider behind the scenes almost type of information to let us know that, you know what we believe is right is right, because the greatest and the best of the best believe in the same things that we do. Keep it simple, but be accountable, do the right things, get to know you and build trust. So again, I don't know if you saw it, Nolan, or not, but if you didn't, it really is worth a watch to go back.
And then, so just kind of obviously we're pretty much done with news for the past week. Bud Black got extended through 25. A lot of the other stuff, kind of minor. Minnesota Twins general manager, senior vice president Thad Levine left the organization to pursue new challenges and opportunities. So he stepped down. So the Twins will be looking for a new GM. That's basically it for kind of like headline news. But I mean, let's be honest, we're here to talk about the playoffs. The playoffs have started. Obviously, it's divisional series round now. And pretty much three out of the four are major rivals with one another. And the other historical significance, obviously, being the Yankees and Royals. Teams that have faced off in the playoffs. They've had heated playoff, like this is a while ago, obviously. But they've had heated playoff series back in the 70s, 80s, all that stuff, right? But no, like you're looking at it, right? Obviously, you got Los Angeles and you got San Diego out on the West Coast. Those two teams right now, they're their number one rivals, right? You get Cleveland, you get Detroit. They're their number one rivals against each other. Obviously, you get Phillies, Mets. They're the number one rivals against each other. Viewership for the wild card round up 25% this year. So far through the DS series, like through the respective AL and NLDS series, it's been up 41%. So for those out there crying baseball's a dying sport, not this year, baby. This year, the playoffs have been fantastic. Through the first round and a half, like you said at the top of the show, obviously there's some teams that can win tonight and move on to their respective championship series rounds. Detroit and Cleveland, as of time of recording right now, they are currently playing in their game. So we will keep you guys kind of informed with what's going on in that one as well. Obviously, by the time this airs, it'll already be finalized. But still, man, like so far from what I've seen out of the playoffs, it has been a fantastic postseason for baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. You spoke about viewership. Let's be honest, Ray. You got New York Mets back in it and stuff like that. So the New York audience, that'll be, make a major tick up. Detroit back in it for the first time in, what, 11 years, 12 years. You know, great for Detroit. Tick up. And the fact that now you put those interdivisional rivals in the playoffs for significant playoffs. And again, we'll talk about New York and Kansas City in the next segment, but you know, it's they're slugfest right now and stuff like that. They're just going at it. They're going at it and they're beating up on one another and stuff like that. But they're also pitch fests. Holy cow. I mean, Scooble the other day, Cleveland's looking good still or whatever and that, but you know, the one in, he's coming off the field, pumping up the fans. He's giving them the wave. He's all pumped up. I think that was after the sixth inning. He gets out of a bit of a jam and just, you love to see that energy. You love to see that passion and just that fun of knowing that they're in the playoffs. So that's, you have to be pumped up, whether you have a team in those competitions right now, or you're just a baseball fan, you have to be fired up about this right now. So I know in the next episode, we're just going to build off of each series and our thoughts and processes through it, what we've seen and hopefully you agree. Maybe this it's all about. Thanks. We'll be right back here in a second after this break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Talking playoff baseball right now and stuff like that before the break, obviously, and stuff. What series do you want to start with, Nolan? Where do we want to start digging into?
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll start out, obviously, in my opinion, one of the least heralded series so far, that being Cleveland and Detroit. And, obviously, game one, Cleveland comes out. Put up the five spot right in the first inning, right? Game's pretty much over after that point. Go on to win 7-0. Game two, though, obviously, I don't know if people even really gave Matt Boyd enough credit for what he did.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people don't seem to understand how good of a job he did going up against who's going to be the AL Cy Young. At this point, I don't know how anybody could say otherwise about Tarik Skubal. And my boy matched him pitch for pitch. Obviously didn't go the seven innings like him, but didn't let up a run. And that's facing his former team.
And good friends, right? Like great friends. So and they talked about it before the game even, and that, you know, they were having fun with it or whatever, and that, but they knew what their job was at the end of the day. And you're right. Good for Matt Boyd. I mean, I think he was 4 2/3 or whatever. And that's pretty standard, as crazy as it sounds, for the playoffs. You know, you need a Skubal to go 6 and 7 innings. You need that type of pitcher to go 6 and 7 innings, save the bullpen, and away you go. But here's a guy I want to throw out to you, get your thoughts on it. I mean, Cade Smith, reliever, Cleveland Guardians. Holy cow. He's just come in and dominated. He is just, he looks completely in control, dominating Detroit hitters. And I mean, I don't know. You need those type of pitchers, right? It's playoffs. So you need those pitchers to just come out of nowhere and just get the job done. And, you know, what are you seeing on your end?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I want to talk about, obviously, the big swing from Carey Carpenter.
Okay.
Emmanuel Class A, Mr. Untouchable all season. Going to win. Yeah. I don't know what they call the closer award now. I know it used to be the Rolaids. Is it now the Mariano Rivera?
Yes, I believe it is.
I think that's what they've renamed it to. So the Mariano Rivera AL closer of the year, obviously he's in line to win that. I mean, heck, he's going to get Cy Young nomination. I don't know if he's going to finish top five necessarily, but he's definitely going to be top 10 for sure for AL Cy Young with the year that he had. Comes in, and this is what I don't know. It drives me up the wall. I get that people seem to think it's a lot easier said than done. And Josh Hader, obviously, he was one of those special breeds where he could go multiple innings, right? Ryan Helsley, last year, he did it for the Cardinals. This year, he said, I only want to pitch in the ninth inning. Because of that, getting up, sitting down, getting back up, right? It's tough. And you see that with a lot of the relievers now where it's, okay, we're one inning specialist, air quotation specialist guys. Obviously, you don't have the lefty-lefty one batter specialist. But still, like, I'm looking at it, right? Class A comes in, gets the final out in the eighth inning. Send it back out into the ninth. No-brainer, right? Lets up back-to-back hits. And then, obviously, two out, two strike. First guy since Kirk Gibson back in 88, that famous home run in game, what was that, game 7 of the World Series for the Dodgers? I can't remember exactly what game it was. But the walk-off home run that everybody knows of him where he couldn't even hardly walk and he comes off the bench, hits the home run, right? Basically, Absolutely. Basically the same pitch as that. Just a down-and-in slider.
Off Ackersley.
And, well, I'm talking about, obviously, Carey Carpenter, sorry. Hits the 94 down and in. I think it was the slider, or if it was a cutter, then it was definitely slower than his usual cutter. And he just pumped it. Like, the second it hit his bat, second it left, you knew it was a home run. And and we're close to Detroit area. I got a lot of Detroit Tigers fans up here that I play baseball with, and they were going crazy. Absolutely crazy. As they should have been. That was a heck of a swing by Kerry Carpenter. Like, on the year, Clase had only allowed 5 runs, 2 home runs, both the righties. He held lefties to a .111, .154, and .43 slug. And Kerry Carpenter, yes, you and your $26 million team of misfits managed to squeak one out on the Cleveland Guardians. Now you're going back to Detroit, and you can bet the Detroit fans are going to be going wild. Like, the success that the Lions have had, the Red Wings are on the come up now. Obviously, we kind of talked about it before the season, and I liked the Tigers. I didn't think the Tigers were necessarily a playoff team, but I had them and the Kansas City Royals pretty much like neck and neck at the start of the year when we made our preseason projections. And now to see kind of everything full circle, like by mid-season, no one expected the Tigers. No one expected the Tigers to get out of the wild card round really either, probably. And like, for them to do what they're doing right now, more power to them. And they're going to pitch by chaos. That's what AJ Hinch has said. He's probably got t-shirts of it made somewhere. I don't know. But their pitching by chaos seems to be working out pretty good outside of that first inning in game one.
Absolutely. I mean, they're up 2-0 after 3 in the game as we're recording right now. Let's go back 3 months, Nolan. 3 months before the trade deadline, before the All-Star break or whatever. And that one, we're talking AJ Hinch is probably gone before the end of the season. 2, Derek Skubal was all over the trade deadline, right?
Yep.
So there they go. They hang on to him. They get on a roll. You know, we talk about that. It's true. The bottom line is every win counts. We always talk about that, Dirtbags, right from the very beginning of spring training to the opening day to the end of the season. And every game is important. We say that for sure. But there's no question. When you look at the teams that are in control, quote unquote, in control, it's those teams that have had to fight down the stretch. Arizona last year, look what they did. Philadelphia the year before, look what they did. Got hot down the stretch and stuff like that. Playing playoff games through August, maybe sometimes, but definitely September. Detroit, New York Mets, Kansas City, San Diego. Not only playing San Diego, playing for wild card slotting, but also potentially for a while there, they were only 3 games back of LA, I believe it was, for 1 overall. And all those teams are just, you can just see them rolling off of it. It's, there's something about it. There's no question about it that those are the difference of if you've got the right group of players and the right managers, the right ownership, the right fan base, the right everything, that there's where I will give more value in the games in September, playing meaningful games in September than in April, May, June. July starting to get questionable. There's no question about it. But those 3 teams right there, or all 4 teams, Nolan, they had to play hard battle baseball for the last month and a half. And look at them. I mean, how are you not excited about any one of those teams? Detroit, New York Mets, Kansas City, or San Diego?
Yeah, and then so jumping over, obviously, we'll get into, obviously, the other ALDS series that's going on, Kansas City and the New York Yankees. So, I don't know, obviously, game one kind of goes New York's way. Game two goes Kansas City's way. Both of those games, pretty good games. Kansas City, obviously, in game two played a lot more close of a game. Win 6-5 in that one. I still had the Yankees coming out of that one. I don't think Kansas City's the better team. I don't think anybody really thinks Kansas City is necessarily the better team. Scott Hebert looks good. But the Yankees, to me, I still just think that they had the firepower. But now they're going back into Kansas City, and it's a 1-1 series. Like you said, man, it's playoffs. Anything's possible. I still think the Yankees, but Carlos Rodon pulling the stunt that he did, God, was I happy to see him get smacked around.
You all know I'm a Yankees fan. I think Kansas City's they're in a great spot. Seth Lugo going tonight against the Yankees. Clark Schmidt, his first playoff game, postseason game ever. Seth Lugo beat up on the Yankees last month. I get it. Every game's a different game. A lot of energy going into Kansas City. I'm going Kansas City. Even though I'm a Yankees fan, I just do not trust their pitching. I do not against Kansas City. Reagans, I wanted to see what he did. He did phenomenal. Waka blew me away in game one. You know, like just kept him there. Kept him there. I don't know. I just do not trust that staff of the New York Yankees. I think they lose. Boone is gone. Probably, like we'll talk about David Roberts with LA in the next segment, Nolan.
He gone.
Yeah. Like I'm flipping that. You take my Yankees, I'm going to take your Kansas City Royals in that series. There's no question. I don't know what you think, Dirtbags. Please send it to us. What your thoughts are on who's going to come out of the out of these divisional series and stuff like that and go into the championship series, because we love it. I mean, this is Soto's doing well. Judge is ice cold. Stanton, so. Verdugo has done well considering the scrutiny that he's been under the last 2 months. The Martian is a year away from really being able to play a full season with the Yankees in that lineup. Kansas City's just, I just like them there. I just like them there. Detroit and Cleveland, I still don't know. I'm sticking with the AL, and I just end off this segment or whatever, and they look great. It could go either way. I mean, those just two good teams that I think are going to battle all the way through, and it's going to be a tough loss for either of them and a phenomenal win for the other one, no question. But those teams that are being battle tested the last month and a half, they're showing it and they're seeing it. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with our next segment in a second.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hours.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
IBM and United Nations Development Program, UNDP, today launched two new interactive models on energy access and energy equity within UNDP's Global GeoHub platform. These innovative solutions are available to the general public and enable users to analyze complex energy issues through advanced AI technology and access a wide range of resources, helping support data-driven decision-making toward a just energy transition. Justina Nixon-Santil, Vice President and Chief Impact Officer at IBM.
We've brought together UNDP's knowledge and global leadership in sustainable development and IBM's breakthrough innovations in AI and hybrid cloud. Our aim is to empower leaders, organizations, and community members alike with insights to make impactful energy decisions around the world by making innovative models freely accessible to the public.
UNDP and IBM worked together over 2 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator using technologies such as IBM Watson X, IBM Cloud, and IBM Environmental Intelligence, sponsored by IBM.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath products. Plus, save $10 on one-gallon cans and $50 on five-gallon pails of Valspar Signature Paint. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to hundreds of Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid 10-10 through 10-16. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Talking playoff baseball. Nolan, got done with the ALDS. What do you got on the NLDS for the tonight's or this afternoon's games, tonight's games?
Yeah, we'll talk about the Mets-Phillies series first. Obviously, Sean Manaea, for those that watched Game 3 yesterday, that was an absolute clinic put on by Sean Manaea. 7 innings of go-get-him baseball. And that's what he did. Just went at every single one of the Phillies hitters. No intimidation in his face. Looked like he knew what he was doing. He's been to the playoffs before, obviously, with Oakland. Knew what he wanted to throw, man. That guy just went in there, pitched a heck of a game. Like, unbelievable stuff.
And that's the thing, right? When San Diego traded for him a few years back and stuff like that, that's what they were hoping to get out of him, right? Everybody in the industry knows he's got ace-like stuff, no question. And last night was a display of it, like you said, against a great lineup, a mature lineup, a veteran lineup, and he just silenced them. And yeah, I mean, he was a catastrophe in San Diego, and he said it even that, you know, I got to be better. If I want to stay in this game and be a part of this game, I need to be better. And he wasn't lights out, obviously, all season. He wasn't even really in your top 10, 15 pitchers that you would think about. But that is the stuff that guy's capable of. Why wouldn't you want to go out there and pitch like that every single day? You got that in your tank, man, you go do it, Sean Manaea. If I'm the polar bear, I'm Lindor, I'm the rest of the boys, I'm going, dude, I better not ever see anything less than that effort. You're not guaranteed the performance, but that effort. Every game, man. That's the guy I want to go to war with every single day.
Yeah, I mean, he went 7 innings of shutdown baseball. And he didn't, I don't think there was a single Phillies batter that looked comfortable. Like, I'm telling you, that changeup that he was throwing to right-handed hitters, down and away, he threw, what was it? I can't remember if it was the 3rd or 4th inning. He struck out back-to-back righties on it. And then proceeded to get a first pitch weak ground ball by Rojas out to second base there. And, like, I've always said this. I still think that the changeup is the toughest pitch in baseball to hit.
I agree.
Purely because it's a fastball until it's not a fastball. Like a slider, don't get me wrong. They say, what, I guess the sweeper now. Is technically the hardest pitch to hit in baseball. I don't care what anybody says, man. A changeup, a well-located changeup, you can't hit that. Yesterday, that changeup that Sean and I was throwing to right-handed hitters, there was a negative 1% chance that you were even going to put a bat remotely close to it. He had righties looking stupid all night. And even, like I said, like the one that Rojas did put in play on the ground ball out to second base, that was off the end of the bat, weak little contact. I don't know if it even cracked 60 miles an hour. I'm sitting there like, if he could throw that every single time, and then to boot, like, obviously, he was going lefty-lefty, sliders hard and away, and by hard, I mean just 70-mile-an-hour to 80-mile-an-hour, somewhere in that range, but, like, he had Bryce Harper looking absolutely stupid. He had Kyle Schwarber, for the most part, looking absolutely stupid, until, obviously, his last inning, where then he just basically ran out of juice and walked Schwarber, but... Like, I was just blown away by that performance. Obviously, Jesse Winker has the big home run. Pete Alonso has the big home run, obviously, off of Devin Williams to get them there. And then follows that up with a big home run there last night to put them up 1-0. Like, the Mets fans have showed up and they've shown out. That's what they love to see in playoff baseball. I think, personally, the Mets will win tonight, and that'll be it for the Phillies. Like, I know that the Phillies were my World Series team all season long. But based on what we've seen out of the Mets, I would like the Phillies have to do like a complete 180 on what I've seen so far in the first 3 games to even think that they have a chance of forcing a game five.
Well, that's it. I got them right up in front of me, right? You got Quintana going against Ranger Suarez. If I'm Zach Wheeler, I'm going, I want that ball. I want that ball in tonight's game. And there's no question. They got a lot of confidence in Ranger Suarez. He's proven that he can do it. He can do it. I don't know if he's Framber Valdez level, but he's a very, very good pitcher as well as a playoff pitcher and stuff like that.
Well, he better not pitch like Framber Valdez in the wild card round.
No,
it'd be a quick night for the Phillies.
But you're right. I mean, you go down, I got the lineups right in front of me and stuff like that. And boy, Harper and Castellanos. Home run each, three RBIs. Harper 333, Castellanos 385. After that, it goes downhill in a hurry, and I'm looking at a bunch of goose eggs. Literally goose eggs. Marsh, zero. Wilson, zero. Stott, 250. Realmuto, zero. Bohm, 100. Schwarber, 167. Turner, 273.
And to boot Bohm's one hit, he got thrown out at second trying to stretch a double.
Exactly. Now you slide over to the Mets. Lindor, Lindor, you know, 231 or whatever, he's on the bomb side, but Mr. Vientos at third base all season long. Gary's on 583 dirt bags. Two bombs, five ribbies. Nemo, 364, bomb, three ribbies. Alonso only hitting 200, but two bombs, three ribbies, and a stolen base out of the polar bear. Somebody's playing for not only playoffs for the hometown crowd, first time in Citi Field, but also, cha-ching, little contract. Iglesias, 333. J.D. Martinez, 400. Marte, slumping, 111, but three RBIs, important RBIs.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was the dagger last night. He had the dagger, bases loaded, hits a little single back up the middle, ends up scoring two on it.
Timely hitting, right?
Big insurance runs, man.
Timely hitting, right? Timely hitting. That's what playoff baseball is. So you're right. I mean, boy, that energy coming out of New York. It's if you're a Mets fan out there, you must be just, holy man, electrified right now, because I think you're getting in and Yankees, like I said earlier in the show, I'm not feeling the Yankees. I mean, it can change. That's playoffs. It can change in a heartbeat, but I'm not feeling them right now for sure. But feeling the Mets. Philly's got a bit of work. They got to come in there and they got to get the job done. So we got just over 6 minutes, and only six and a half or whatever and stuff like that. Lots of time still, but LA and your Padres.
Yeah, Mike Schilt. Enough said.
Is it over tonight?
Mike Schilt. Enough said. Love that man.
He's got to play.
Love that
baseball,
man.
Baby.
Imagine if he was still on my Cardinals. God, I'd love him even more.
So let's talk about that. You got him getting them guys just playing fun baseball, fun all around baseball, being themselves. Now you go to whatever you want to call him. I'm just going to call him Mr. Machado. What are your thoughts on him so far? Obviously from the outside, he's doing veteran like stuff, stirring the pot. Saying, boys, you guys play baseball, I'll try to get the Dodgers focused on me.
That's what I was just about to say. Machado's the greatest teammate of all time, I think. After watching what's happened so far in the playoffs, all the stuff that he is doing, right? And I'm not even talking about the on-the-field stuff. Like, you hear about him taking the guys into the clubhouse and right after the whole incident happened there with the Dodgers in Game 3. Or sorry, in game two, where obviously everybody's throwing the balls at Jerks and Profar and throwing things on the field out to Fernando Tatis, booing him and everything like that. Machado, obviously, he fires the ball at Dave Roberts, which I don't condone. I think that was a Bush League move by Machado. But later in the game, he pulls everybody in, gives them all the rah-rah speech, fires up the boys again, right? He does his job as the leader of that team. Everybody says it. Right, that guy in the clubhouse is 100% going to bat for the San Diego Padres. That's what you need. You need that leader to step up in these moments. He has shown that. Now, obviously, Tatis, the series that he's having is probably the greatest divisional series round I've ever seen. Like, he's right now, hot. Right now, the way that he's hitting reminds me, now this obviously New York Mets fans, reminds me of, oh gosh, why the heck am I drawing a blank on his name? Second baseman that played for the New York Mets in 2015 when they went on their run. Drawing a blank, sorry, dirtbags out there. You guys know who I'm talking about the second that it comes into my head. But just one of those runs where it just feels like you can't hit or you can't miss anything. And it is just so impressive to watch. Obviously, no K's. Then you go to the Padres bullpen. The Padres bullpen has just been lights out. And we knew that coming into the season, coming into the postseason, that they probably had one of the best bullpens in baseball. Obviously, I'm not going to say the best bullpen. I still think that that belongs to the Cleveland Guardians. But the job that the San Diego Padres bullpen has done, inning 7, give it to Jason Adam. Inning 9, give it to Suarez. Fill it in between. Tanner Scott, obviously, he's throwing 100 miles an hour from the left side. Have fun hitting that. Paired with whoever else you want to go to out of that elite bullpen that they got down there. Their starters have done well enough. Obviously, they got Dylan Cease starting tonight for them. I think it's a wrap after tonight. I don't see it going back to Los Angeles for Game 5. Like, the San Diego fans have been incredible. I just can't see a way that they lose this series. Like, and then you know what finally happens? Hopefully, fingers crossed, for the love of you-know-who, the man upstairs, like, fire Dave Roberts. Sick and tired of saying fire Dave Roberts, because he is just an absolute horrible manager, in my opinion.
I knew you would get there. So let me go back to what you were saying with the Dodgers fans. That's what stuck out at me when I saw it and watched that game. I've never in my history seen LA Dodgers act like that, do that. And so one, don't ever do it. I don't care, man. I know in Philadelphia we've gotten used to that type of stuff, but nonetheless, don't do that type of stuff. You just don't, man. There's still professional players on the field at the day trying their hardest and stuff like that. But the fact that they did do that, if the Dodgers lose that, I think it's a non-negotiating thing. You're done. Sorry. $325 million, and I'm looking at it right here now, Nolan. I see Mr. Cease up on the board for tonight's starting pitcher, probable pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers, TBD. Are you kidding me? You're a $325 million team, and you are in that situation. I get it. You got injuries. You've got this. You've got that. I get it.
So does everybody.
Holy cow. A lot of things are going to implode, and I think that's where the fans were, not just because it was the San Diego Padres. That's easy to say that. I think they're realizing that this we're spending all this money, and we're not getting closer. We're just winning the division, and that's it. What is that? And then we're out in the first, the wild card, or we're out in the division series. And like I think you're right. It's tonight's game. I don't care if you're a Dodger or anything. I do hope for Freddie Freeman. I know the ankles, it's pretty much a wash and stuff like that or whatever. And that I hope he has a good game just for the tough year that he's had with his son and everything else and the family. And that I think I just wish for him to have a good game and stuff like that. As far as the Dodgers go, I don't care if the Padres win. I'm totally fine if the Padres are winning just because they're playing great baseball. I haven't always been a Padres fan in the past, but I love the way they're playing. I love the energy they're playing with and stuff like that. If they can get against either Philadelphia or the Mets, I'm totally fine with that because I think it'll be an electric series for a championship, much better than the Dodgers are right now because I just don't know who the Dodgers are. I just don't. And I think that's what I saw out of it. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough. We'll be right back here with Nolan's final thought after the break. And stay with us.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously right now we're in playoff baseball, but we could potentially have some breaking news coming out soon about the new Chicago White Sox manager. Now, this is an interesting one. Obviously, throughout his managerial career, yes, he's a veteran guy. He's older, a bit long in the tooth. But everywhere he's gone, he was the, I guess, bridesmaid, if you want to call it that, to what the teams eventually ended up doing basically the following year. And that would be Mr. Buck Showalter. He's throwing his hat into the ring to become the Chicago White Sox manager, potentially. Now, this is still speculative at this point in time, but you look at his success that he's had everywhere else, and what I meant by the bridesmaid, basically anywhere that he went, that team within the next couple of years of him basically leaving went to the World Series and won a World Series, except for Baltimore, obviously, but still made Baltimore a great team. New York Mets, same thing. Arizona Diamondbacks, Florida Marlins at that point in time, and obviously the New York Yankees. All teams that he'd been affiliated with, all teams that won a World Series without him, unfortunately, but he was putting them on the precipice towards that. Not necessarily a good young team with the Chicago White Sox. They do have some good pieces, that's for sure. But you go out there and you get a manager like Buck Showalter, that's like getting Cincinnati Reds with Tito Francona. Right, that's that type of move that you expect things to just all of a sudden be a significant margin better than what they were the year before. Not a knock on the previous managers. Now this year, obviously, Chicago White Sox, worst team of all time statistically and just about in every category. They were just a downright bad team. They go out and get a Buck Showalter, fantastic move.
And the fact that Buck loves to have his hands on all things. He likes to micromanage everything and stuff like that, as he did with the Arizona Diamondbacks when they were new into the league. So I can see why he would put his name in that, in for that job. And time will tell. Let's see, Dirtbags, what happens with that one. So that's not too far-fetched, though, when you hear Buck Showalter on that and you think a little deeper. So that's a great final thought, Nolan. So, Dirtbags, I'm excited. I'm going to be back home. My season is done over here in Europe. I'll be back home in the studio with Nolan next week. So until then, enjoy the playoffs. And it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.